to the book review, and good morning to Louise Ward of Wardini Books.
Morena, Catherine.
Now, Te Tiriti o Waitangi, The Treaty of Waitangi, is by Toby Morris with Ross Kalman, Mark Darby and Penelope Walker. So I'm keen to hear this initiative and how it presents, please, Louise.
I think the text was first in school journals, and then Lift Education have gotten hold of it and given it to Toby Morris, who's a wonderful cartoonist. He did the lockdown diaries with Susie Wild, where they're explaining how the virus travels and stuff like that. So people may have seen those all over Facebook. But this one is a graphic non-fiction, and it's aimed at children and young people, but I found it really useful as an immigrant myself in really unravelling what the treaty, what happened, and then the repercussions for us as New Zealanders. So aimed at young people, it's narrated by the author, Toby, who draws himself and identifies himself as a Pakeha New Zealander. And he explains that when he was a kid, he'd heard of the treaty, but he wouldn't have been able to tell you what it was all about. It didn't really seem like much to do with him. And the premise of the book is that as Toby's grown older, he realises that the treaty and the shared history of everyone in Aotearoa New Zealand is really important if we're to understand the past and then go forward in a way that's good for all of us. So it's a picture book style, so portrait A4-ish, just a bit smaller than A4, and the cover is instantly engaging. It's lots of people of all ages and ethnicities, some in modern clothes, some more familiar to when the treaty was signed, bilingual. So this is the really cool part. You begin with either Te Reo Māori or English, depending on which way you're holding the book, and then you flip it to read the story in the language that you didn't try yet. And this struck me as instantly useful and very symbolic. So right from the off, there's some really important bits that are done visually, it being a graphic text, of course. And we see that for 500 years or so, Māori had Aotearoa to themselves, and then everything changes. There are illustrations that don't need any text to explain them. Christian missionaries wearing crosses, Pakeha settlers chopping down trees. It's a real, gosh, that must have been quite bewildering moment created so visually. So the main dates and ideologies are explained clearly and concisely, that this was a treaty with good intentions, that those intentions changed along the way, that there were clearly problems with spoken agreements, and then with what was written down. Translations were tricky because words like sovereignty didn't exist in Māori. There's a clear visual representation of what it would have been like to try and negotiate when the British and Māori experiences and cultures, in terms of a way of communicating and how societies around were so massively different. So in addition to the main dates and events, this book clearly lays out in as few words as it can how colonisation has affected Māori and how it still does. There's a really great page spread that looks at what happens if you take land from a group of people who have lived on it, shared its ownership as a hapū or iwi, then their language is taken away over the years, the culture is eroded and their way of doing things and how the effects are ongoing. And then we move on to looking at the setting up of the Waitangi Tribunal in 1975 and how it's a long, slow process to unravel broken promises, basically. So its simplicity is its genius. So for anyone needing to explain cause and effect of the treaty, of colonisation, this is a brilliant resource. And with decolonisation conversations happening, there's that great little Bridget Williams text called Imagining Decolonisation that's really useful. And this global willingness among many or some to look at how our societies work and what they're based on, which is basically a bunch of rules that we made up, this is a really useful starter kit for having those conversations around dinner tables and in schools. Really useful.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. And the book, again, is Te Tiriti o Waitangi, The Treaty of Waitangi by Toby Morris with Ross Kalman, Mark Darby and Penelope Walker. It is the first bilingual graphic novel about the treaty. And it was shortlisted, actually, for the New Zealand Book Awards for Children and Young Adults Book Awards 2020. Lift Education, the publisher, $20 the price.